Hafide, welcome to our second episode on OTK Priest. This time we're not going to talk about Mechathune. Instead, we're going to talk about a combo, a deck actually that we listed in the top seven decks to play with the expansion. And this is the Topsy-Turvy Test Subject Stone Tusk Borer OTK. I originally had built it in a Quest Priest type of archetype. I have since changed that to something a little more spell-oriented. So we lose a lot of that Death Rattle package, although we still have a good amount of it. And we lose the Quest. We lose Amara. But instead, we replace it with a little more draw and a little more versatility in the deck to get the combo. So that's what this episode is about. And we're going to teach you how to do the combo and how to work around certain things like taunts in a combo. Because really, at the end of the day, the combo is really simple. And you just really need to know the interactions and how it works. I've also made a 45-minute video that you can see in the description. And we'll walk through versus the Innkeeper piece by piece of the combo so you can see how these cards interact and what's really happening. Some people need that visual representation, and that definitely is a deck that needs a lot of explanation on the actual combo turn, right? So here is the deck list. Two Topsy-Turvy, two Binding Heel, two Power Word Shield, one Stone Tusk Borer, two Test Subjects, one Blood Mage Thalnos, two Dead Ringer, one Divine Spirit, two Loot Hoarders, two Radiant Elementals, two Shadow Visions, two Spirit Lash, two Twilight's Call, two Vivid Nightmares, one Witchwood Piper, one Giggling Inventor, two Psychic Scream, and one Shadow Reaper Anduin. Okay, so that's the deck list. Let's talk about the combo real quick first, and then we'll talk in detail about individual cards and the matchups and how it does. So first of all, if you look at HS replays, which a lot of people do to go net deck stuff, you'll find that this deck has a horrible win rate. Actually, let me pull up the win rate right now. Let's see what the in general combo priest win rate looks like. Okay, we're looking at 5th. Okay, no, that's not even. Let me look at the ones with the boar. Let's see. The best win rate we have right now is a 41% win rate. That is horrible, right? That is in the gutter. But my win rate with this deck is not. My win rate is closer to 55%, right? And I think it's just because people don't really know how to play the deck. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that combo, and then we'll go through the individual cards. And the combo is going to be pretty in-depth. So in order to win, in most case scenarios, you'll need 9 mana and you need 7 cards. The 7 cards are that's the prerequisite to this, regardless of board state. The only one board state that you need to take into consideration are if a mage has a secret up or if a hunter has explosive trap up. Those are the only times where you may have to do a little thinking or kind of play around those a little bit, right? But any other situation, whether there's taunts on board or not, you can win the game as long as you have these 7 cards and 9 mana. Okay, the combo is 1 Topsy-Turvy, 1 Stone Tusk Borer, 1 Test Subject, 1 Divine Spirit, 2 Radiant Elementals, and 1 Vivid Nightmare. Now, you can also do it with 1 Radiant Elemental and 2 Vivid Nightmare, because in that case, the Vivid Nightmare replaces one of the Radiant Elementals. Now, the idea is you're going to put the creatures on the board, you're going to buff the Test Subject, then you're going to kill the Test Subject with Topsy-Turvy, get all the spells back, do that multiple times until you can make a really big boar and swing for lethal, right? So I'm going to explain how that combo works, but I'm going to go through each card, each combo card really quickly so you know what's happening, okay? So Topsy-Turvy is a 0 mana spell, swap a minion's attack and health, okay? Stone Tusk Borer is obviously the 1 mana for a 1/1 charge beast. test subject is a 1-mana 0/2 creature with death rattle. Return any spells you cast on this minion to your hand. You know, Divine Spirit is 2-mana to double a minion's health. Radiant Elemental, your spells cost 1 less, and Radiant Elementals cost 2 mana. Vivid Nightmare is 3-mana spell. Choose a friendly minion, summon a copy of it with 1 health remaining, and the copies maintain all buffs that were put on it. And that's the combo, okay? So the first thing you do is you make sure you have those 7 cards in hand, and you have 9 mana. Once that's done, you can start planning this, this whatever you need to do during your opponent's turn. Your turn happens, and you immediately put all 4 creatures on the board. So you play Stone Tusk Boar, Test Subject, Radiant Elemental, and your 2nd Radiant Elemental, or you use the Vivid Nightmare, okay? So that's 2, 4, 5, 6 mana, okay? So 6 mana for 4 creatures on the board. Then you play your Divine Spirit, your Vivid Night, your other Vivid Nightmare, and your Topsy Turvy in that order onto the Test Subject. So now the Test Subject has a Divine Spirit, a Vivid Nightmare, and then you're going to kill it with Topsy Turvy, right? Because it's going to be a 2/0 creature. So it'll die. Another Test Subject will be alive because of the Vivid Nightmare, and you will get Topsy Turvy, Divine Spirit, and Vivid Nightmare back to your hand. Now, since the other Test Subject is a copy of the one you played, it already has those 3 buffs on it. So when you kill that, you'll get another group of cards. So now you play your Divine Spirit and your Vivid Nightmare on the remaining Test Subject again, and then play Topsy Turvy on it. So now you'll kill that Test Subject, and a 3rd Test Subject will be on the board. And now the spells in your hand have doubled. Now you have 2 Divine Spirits. Now you have 2 Vivid Nightmares. And now you have a Topsy Turvy. Right? So once that happens on this turn, now since you have 2 Vivid Nightmares, you use 1 Vivid Nightmare on the Radiant Elemental. So now you have 3 Radiant Elementals on board, and all of your spells are now free, right? Because it's going to discount things by 3. So now you have 1 Vivid Nightmare in hand. You put the Divine Spirits on the boar. You put the Vivid Nightmare on the remaining Test Subject, making another Test Subject, and then you Topsy Turvy it. So now that 1 Test Subject will die, and you'll have a new Test Subject again. And now your hand will have 3 Vivid Nightmares and 2 Divine Spirits and a Topsy Turvy. So 5 cards. You will get 5 cards from killing this minion. This is the start. All that stuff that I said, that was the opening. That's what you got to do immediately when the game starts. Okay? Or when the turn starts. So once again, this is at the beginning. We'll go through that beginning one more time. 7 cards for the combo. Just remember what those 7 are. 9 mana is necessary. Turn starts. You play Boar, Test Subject, Radiant, right? 4 cards out of your hand. Then you play the 3 spells onto a Test Subject with Topsy Turvy being last. So you play Divine Spirit, then Vivid Nightmare, and it'll make a 2nd Test Subject. Then you play Topsy Turvy. That will kill that Test Subject and bring the 3 buffs back to your hand. So you do it again. You play Divine Spirit, Vivid Nightmare, Topsy Turvy again. So you'll make another Test Subject, you'll kill the 1st Test Subject, and then now you'll get double those buffs to your hand. Now you play Vivid Nightmare on a Radiant Elemental, then you play Divine Spirit, Vivid Nightmare, Topsy Turvy on the Test Subject. Now you get 2 Divine Spirits to your hand, and you'll have 3 Vivid Nightmares in the hand. And from here, it's just a matter of what do you want to do. If you can buff the boar enough, you put the 2 Divine Spirits on the boar. You can put a Vivid Nightmare on the Test Subject, kill it, get stuff back to your hand with the Topsy Turvy. Or you can make like a 1/16 boar, Topsy Turvy the boar. It becomes a 16/1, and then use 3 or 4 Vivid Nightmares to make 3 or 4 what do you call, boars, right? 16-1 boars, and then attack for 32, 64, 128, or 256 damage. Or if you want to be cute, you can put some divine spirits onto the test subject, but you gotta control your hand size, because if you kill the topsy, if you kill the test subject and you get too many cards, then you won't draw topsy turvy, and you won't be able to flip the stone test board for the kill. So you gotta manage how many cards you get from the test subject, and you do that usually by spending any extra vivid nightmares onto boars, like creating extra boars. So you know, you've got to determine like the board state. Like typically, you know, no opponent is going to be able to survive 64 damage, right? So you can get that by just putting the divine, like after you have made three radiant elementals, if you put all the divine spirits on the boars, when you kill the topsy-turvy, you're going to have enough to make a 16 to 32 damage boar, and you just flip it and then make multiple copies of it. But against taunt, you might have to make a couple of boars to clear them out. Or what you can do is spend divine spirits on the boars, then make 1-1 boars with a vivid nightmare and trade those out into taunts, so that when you kill your test subject, you never overfill your hand. You know what I mean? Because every time you play Vivid Nightmare on a test subject, you get one more Vivid Nightmare. So you're going to reach a point where you just can't take any more cards in hand. So you have to spend the Vivid Nightmares in your hand on something, right? And that something, obviously, is Stone Tusk Boars. So keep that in mind. And you're not going to need to do this too many times. You only need so many Divine Spirit buffs before a creature is just really too big. And those are the two things. So you just got to think like, okay, do I have the combo pieces? Check. Do I have the mana? Check. Is the board clear? Yes. Okay, I'm going to do the simple combo, right? You know, simple opening into 32 damage or whatever. Does he have over 32 life? Yes. Okay, so now I need to get a 16-1 boar. Then I got to spend my 3 or 4 extra vivid nightmares onto boars so that I have more than enough damage. Does he have a taunt? Okay, so now I know one of those, I have, you know, copy 4 boars, you know, kill off a boar in the taunt. Does he have 5 or 6 taunts? Like, is his big really wide? His board really wide? If that's the case, then that's where you got to be like, okay, I need to spend extra vivid nightmares on smaller boars so that I can get more vivid nightmares to go wide, right? Think about it that way. And then the good thing about this deck is there's going to be very few matchups where a guy has 4 or 5 taunts. Like, it's just not going to happen a lot. You're not playing a lot of creatures on the board. Like, they're not going to have a lot of value from spreading plague. So, you know, definitely think about playing in that regards. And if they do have a wide board, then you need to think about using Psychic Scream to clear it. I've attached a video to this podcast so you can see some of these things as they happen. You can also check my Twitch VODs. Maybe I'll link a VOD with this so you can kind of follow along as we do it in versus real opponents. I think you should see the YouTube video though, because the YouTube video is versus the innkeeper, so you get to see the entire length of those turns and we get to walk through them without having to rush, right? So it's pretty helpful. Check that out. Let's talk about cards, because this list is very tight, but there are things that could be switched. So Topsy Turvy obviously is a combo piece. Combo pieces, I like to run more than one simply because the more copies you run, the faster you get to the combo, right? So we're running 2 Topsy-Turvy, and Topsy-Turvy is good because we can use one versus an opponent's creature. Like if he has a 5-1 minion, we can flip it to be a 1-5 minion, to stall us, to buy us time. We can flip totems. We can flip doomsayers. I don't know. You know, it's one copy is useful to spend elsewhere, right? Usually, though, that will be used to spend on the test subject, okay? We have Binding Heal. Binding Heal is good because you can use it with your extra test subject multiple times. So we'll talk more about it when we get to test subject. But the one mana spells are very strong in this deck because we can get to play them more than once. That's pretty nice. and you really just want to heal. And five life for one mana is worth it. That's a good heal. You have two power word shields. You need card draws. You can combo those with the test subject to get even more card draws. Pretty powerful. Stone Tusk Boar, it is a combo piece. We are only running one. And that's just because extra copies of the boar aren't as helpful. And I wanted to find room for more of the other cards that we are going to talk about. So we have two test subjects. The reason, obviously, we need one for the combo. But the reason why we have two is because the second copy is actually very helpful. Like in a pinch, you can use a power word shield on it. So you'll get your power word shield. Or if you have the cards, you can play like power word shield, binding heal, topsy-turvy on it. So you'll draw a card, you'll heal for five, you know, and you'll get those spells back in the hand. So you can use that at a later time. And the thing is, like, if you put this on a board, it is a must die. It's a must kill. Like your opponent, out of fear, he can't just let you have this on the board. So there's good reasons to have two, just because the second copy is not dead. Like Stone Tusk Boar, the second copy is dead. You know, there's nothing you can do with it unless you were going to try to activate a trap or something. Like that would be where its value is, like attacking to activate an explosive trap or activate explosive runes or something. But test subject is just totally more versatile. You know, you can do so much more with the card. Blood Mage Thalnos, like if you have it, it's a keep. Obviously, add spell damage. Spell damage is relevant because it helps with Spirit Lash, doubles the amount of healing you do, clears better boards, and it draws a card. So it's a perfect card. If you don't have it, you know, you can replace it with Novice Engineer or something, but that's just not as good as Blood Mage Thalnos. Two Dead Ringers, which is the new card. It's a 2 for a 2/1 Death Rattle. Draw a Death Rattle minion from your deck. Obviously, this is great because if this dies, it draws you combo pieces or it draws you draw, right? There are only four other Death Rattle minions in the deck. Three other Death Rattle minions in the deck being Test Subjects, Blood Mage Thalnos, and Loot Hoarder. So if a Dead Ringer dies, you are either getting your combo piece, a Thalnos, or more draw. So Dead Ringer is very good. It's not a must-have. Some people run Doomsayer. I was running Doomsayer for a bit, but I kind of feel like Doomsayer is just, it's kind of not strong enough. And I like Dead Ringer. It's pretty good. Doomsayer is not bad, okay? It's not horrible, but I kind of like Dead Ringer. Okay, and moving on, we have one Divine Spirit. This is the one combo piece that we only have one. And like Stone Tusk Boar, we only have one because its effectiveness is not that strong. Like giving life to our minions does nothing. An extra copy does nothing. So we'd rather just find it later in the game. We have two Loot Hoarders. We have, you know, obviously Loot Hoarder is good. It's draw. Small creature. You can play it early on curve. You're going to mulligan for this often. You can bring it back with Twilight's Call. It's just a good card to have. Two Radiant Elementals, which are combo pieces. You should almost always save them for the combo. Unless you really need to fight for a board, maybe you can play one out. But if you play one out, remember, that means you need to save both Vivid Nightmares in order to use the combo with one Radiant Elemental. Two Shadow Visions was just obviously a very versatile spell to help discover other spells in your deck that you may need, especially in a pinch. If you need to get a Topsy-Turvy or a Divine Spirit or whatever it may be, a Spirit Lash. We have two Spirit Lashes, which are obviously good AoE removal for wider boards with smaller life, help you sustain. Great card. Typically, you want to use this with Blood Mage. Another way is to play a Blood Mage on the board. It dies, then you play Twilight's Call, bringing back a couple of Death Rattles, then playing Spirit Lash, which is a pretty common play. Or you could, in a pinch, if you already know you're going to get the other copy of Vivid Nightmare and you have two Radiant Elementals, you can play Blood Mage, then Vivid Nightmare, and then Spirit Lash. So it's a good piece of cheap removal, and there's a bunch of different things you can do with it. Two Twilight's Call, which is actually a really, really powerful card. It brings back two 1/1 Death Rattles. Hopefully, those are Dead Ringers, Loot Hoarders, and Blood Mage Thalnoses. Right, it's just a good good follow-up to Death Rattle turns early, and just adds more draw. I think just be careful that you don't overdraw. A lot of times the deck can be tricky with hand sizes, so keep that in mind. We have two Vivid Nightmares. Obviously, you need one for the combo, at least one. The other one you can use in certain situations, like copying the Blood Mage, or maybe even copying an earlier test subject just to get more buffs. There are just different lines of play there, but typically just used for the combo. One Witchwood Piper, which is the demon. It's a 4/3/3 demon. Battlecry, draw the lowest cost minion from your deck. Typically, you're going to draw the test subject with your other Death Rattles, especially Deadringer. So Witchwood Piper can almost guarantee the Stone Tusk Boar, and that's what it's used for. One Giggling Inventor, which is the 5-mana new card from the set for Battlecry. Summon 2/1/2 mechs with Taunt and Divine Shields, and it creatures a 2/1. So basically, this is 5-mana, get 2 Annoyatrons and a 2/1. It's very good. It's very, very strong. One of the best cards at stalling the board. Very susceptible to Mossy Horror, though. But pretty good. And 2 Psychic Screams, which is 7-mana spell. Shuffle all minions into your opponent's deck. That's an auto include. And 2 1 Shadow Reaper Anduin. So before, I had another... in my previous deck, I had I didn't have Shadow Reaper Anduin. Instead, I had another Witchwood Piper. And I'm sorry. In my previous deck, I didn't have Shadow Reaper Anduin, and I didn't have a second test subject. And that's where the Doom... What do you call those guys? Doomsayers were. I think Shadow Reaper Anduin is a pretty good card. It gives you, it heals you for 5. It kills big things on the board. And now in those later turns where you're kind of just waiting, you can use your mana efficiently to remove things on the board or just to deal damage, because maybe you don't need to deal 32 damage. Maybe you just need to find a smaller amount of damage. So like the biggest missing card for me here is Doomsayer. And that would be my 31st and 32nd card. Like if I could fit 2 cards, it would definitely be 2 Doomsayers. But Doomsayers are kind of weak. Okay. You know, sure, if you get them on curve, they're pretty nice. But even then, like if your opponent plays Void Ripper, removes them from the game, it's a huge tempo loss. So I prefer the package that I have here, right? Anduin, even though it's a slower card. It does a lot of the same things. Doomsayer probably saves you 5 life. Anduin heals you 5 and then gives you the machine gun after, right? So that's the deck in general. Like I said, Doomsayers are the 2 cards I really want to fit. And it's just, you know, lists are tight, right? Other card you can think about is a card like Sandbinder, which is the 4-mana, 2/4 Battlecry draw elemental from your deck. It's a neutral card. That's a great card because it can help you draw your Radiant Elementals, since that's the only Elementals in your deck. But you don't really need that. You don't really need cards that are that expensive. This deck is going to do a lot of drawing, and you're going to be holding a lot of combo pieces. Remember, you need 7 combo pieces. So you also need to find turns where you can play out the rest of the cards from your hand. Matchup-wise, I think Odd Paladin matches up pretty well. I think combo decks actually match up pretty well. Like even or Warlocks, I wouldn't mind fighting Warlocks except for Evenlock. But like Control Warlock would be a decent matchup. In that matchup, you're just going to hold on to a lot of cards so that hopefully Demonology Project doesn't hit your combo pieces. Rogue is okay, I think. Druid is okay. Hunter is difficult because of eggs. What else is challenging? Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have enough games to figure out what is challenging. But I think this deck, although it's not as quick as the Mechathune version of OTK, it's way more resilient. You know what I mean? Like, you aren't going to lose if they Demonology Project a test subject. You have 2 test subjects, you know. the other decks, like they can wait. Like the OTK Mechathune deck, you just wait for your opponent to have one or like zero cards left in the deck, and then you can play your counters, right? This deck, you never know. Like it could be turn 9, and you know you might already have the combo, so your opponent can't just stall, or he can't just like wait for you to deck out. Like he can just kill. He can, you know, you can kill him just right away. So that's the deck in a nutshell. The lists are tight, and especially tight because of the necessity of these 7 combo pieces. But it is an interesting combo. It's very challenging to play, and it's very fun to play. I think you should check out one of my replays. I'll attach a VOD to this video. I want to try to go through a little more of the deck, especially if the combo still confuses you. Watch that 45-minute video, because on there's 3 games. And they're all versus the Innkeeper, so the turns are long. Okay, so in the first game, on the combo turn, we talked for a long time about how to put together the combo game. The second game, we lose extremely quickly to the Innkeeper, which tells you a lot about, you know, the game itself. Like, you know, if I'm losing to the Innkeeper, it's, you know, anything can happen, right? And then in the third game, which we show you how to get the combo when there are relevant taunts on board, right? So a lot of different ways to win. They all revolve around the same starter. And just to reiterate, 7 combo pieces, 9 mana. The beginning is 4 creatures on the board, 3 buffs on the test subject, 3 buffs on the test subject again. Copy a 3rd Radiant Elemental, put Divine Spirits on the board, then copy the test subject again, and then from there, you can decide. Does your opponent have taunts on the board? Then I need to make 16-1 Burrow Boars, Vivid Nightmares them, kill off the taunts, and then do lethal. Or maybe he has nothing on the board, in which case I just, you know, kill off a test subject again, get a couple more buffs, make it a 32, 64, 128, 256 Stone Tuskborn, swing for lethal. Like, there are different lines of play. Once you understand how the buffs work, it's fairly simple to do. And yeah, another advice I guess I could give is whenever I use Vivid Nightmares on the test subject, your first test subject will be a bigger one, a 0-4 or something, right? And the second one will be a 0-1 because of the Vivid Nightmares, or a 1-1. Typically, I will kill the 0-1 and just keep the 0-4. So I'll always keep the original test subject and kill the clones. That way, it's easier for me to kind of remember how many buffs are on the thing, you know, whatnot. That's not necessary because it doesn't matter. You can kill either one, the result is the same. But something I like to do to just maintain consistency whenever I go for the kill. But yeah, that's the deck. If you have any questions, let me know. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Of course, you can follow me on my Twitter, or you can follow me on my YouTube or my Twitch, where we have visual representations of these games and explain them in much greater detail, right? So definitely check that out, and good luck.